MRA update. Pocketbook protection. Homeowners hit the roof as costs for home insurance coverage skyrocket, authored by the Metal Roofing Alliance. Millions of homeowners are experiencing sticker shock when it comes to increases in home insurance costs. And that is if they can get home insurance at all. In places like Florida and California, where claims resulting from climate change disasters have skyrocketed in recent years, some homeowners are finding it near impossible to get affordable coverage to protect their home. That's why making improvement decisions that could help lower the cost of insurance premiums is more essential than ever. According to experts at the Metal Roofing Alliance, MRA, the largest nonprofit organization representing the residential metal roofing industry in the US and Canada, this is particularly true when it comes to re-roofing decisions. Using more durable materials like metal can reduce a homeowner's insurance costs because it helps protect against damage and costly repairs. Many home insurance companies prefer quality metal roofs and will offer discounts to homeowners who install them. Why? Because most quality metal roofing systems are more resilient against high winds, offer a Class A rating, the highest possible, for wildfire, and provide a Class 4 rating for hail damage protection, according to UL Standard 2218 classification system. Metal roofing also is stronger and lighter, making them better able to withstand heavy snow and ice buildup loads, severe winter conditions that could cause inferior or worn-out roofs to collapse. Depending on the region, it's important to know that insurance companies evaluate not only the age, condition, and shape of the roof when determining costs, but also the material used. To understand how a roof plays a role in home insurance premium costs, consider it from an insurer's point of view. In general, here are five things insurers look for when it comes to evaluating how protective a roof is, hence how it may help guard against costly damage and repairs. Number one, is the roof made from quality, highly durable materials? Metal roofs are more durable and oftentimes the most favored by insurance companies when they consider potential discounts. Slate and tile are also strong against fire, rotting, and insects, but they can crack and are heavy. Asphalt is often short-lived and can be easily damaged by severe weather extremes, and it also wears out faster. Wood roofs are least favored by insurance companies due to fire danger and the threat of displaced, rotten, or worn-out shingles, which can cause damage. In some areas, homeowners may be required to apply a fire retardant to get coverage, or they may be denied coverage altogether. Especially in hurricane and hail regions, where flying debris and severe impacts cause millions of dollars in rooftop damage every year. States like Florida and Texas use ratings for rebate programs such as UL Standard 2218 classification. UL 2218 is a rating system that assesses the impact resistance of shingles. Underwriters Laboratories, UL, test shingles by dropping steel balls of various sizes onto them from different heights to simulate hail strikes. The shingles are then graded on a scale of class 1 to 4, with class 4 being the highest rating and the most impact resistant. Number 2. What shape is the roofline? Many homeowners don't realize the shape of their roof can affect performance. For example, hip roofs have inclines on all sides, so to an insurance carrier, this means they can hold up against higher winds without being blown off. Gable roofs are the most common in the US and look like an upside-down V. These roofs can be more vulnerable to high winds, but they can shed water and debris easily. Flat roofs have no pitch or slope and typically aren't favored by insurance companies because flat roofs pool water easily. Again, the type of material and installation methods chosen can help up the durability and protection of your roof, no matter what the shape. Number 3. How was it installed? Insurance companies prefer that roof repairs and new roof installations be performed by a certified, licensed professional. If for whatever reason, homeowners need to file a claim, the insurance company could deny the claim because the roof was not handled by a professional. As you may know, experienced installers can help building owners navigate proper local building codes and recommend ways to further increase the protection and longevity of the roof through methods such as choosing the proper underlayment, using the right attachments and clips, and making sure the roof is weathertight. Number 4. How old is the roof? Generally, insurance companies charge homeowners more on their home insurance premium for older roofs. However, with your help, homeowners can take into account that quality roofing materials like metal can last 3 times longer than other types with no compromises in performance. That could impact the policy they end up choosing. Typically, the roof will be covered by either actual cash value or replacement cash value. If the home insurance policy is for actual cash value, then the insurance carrier will pay the actual cash value of the roof at the time of covered loss, X, hurricane. The insurer calculates the actual cash value of the roof minus the depreciation cost according to the roof's age, and of course, minus the deductible. The older the roof, the higher the depreciation value. If a home insurance policy is for replacement cash value, then the insurance carrier will pay for the replacement cost value of the roof, which means the replacement cost value minus the deductible. Under replacement cost value, there is no deduction for depreciation, which makes sense for more durable roofs like metal, which should not be subject to standard depreciation evaluations given the fact they last far longer than other roof types. How well is the roof maintained? To help extend the longevity of any roof and reduce the risk of filing a claim, proper maintenance and upkeep are essential. Advise your clients to be sure to keep gutters clean, replace damaged or broken shingles, remove any debris, branches, leaves, moss, and mold, prune back any overhanging branches, have the roof routinely inspected every 2 to 3 years, and check for pests. To make sure homeowners and their homes are protected, MRA encourages them to carefully review their policies to know if they have the right coverage for potential perils particular to their region, such as hurricanes and hailstorms. They should document everything, including upgrades made to the roof, making sure to keep a paper trail. If they do decide to install a more reliable roof, remind them to let their insurance agent know. They could qualify for even more cost savings. The MRA offers consumers a free residential metal roofing buyer's guide that can be downloaded at www.metalroofing.com. About Metal Roofing Alliance, MRA. Representing metal roofing manufacturers in the United States and Canada, the Metal Roofing Alliance, MRA, was formed to help educate consumers about the many benefits of metal roofs. The main objective of MRA is to increase awareness of the beauty, durability, and money-saving advantages of quality metal roofs among homeowners, as well as to provide support for metal roofing businesses and contractors.